Was this a big night for the third and fourth round guys?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think every team in the league is looking for that secondary scoring, and you know, obviously Brats and myself able to get that second and third goal, big goals to this this hockey game. And you know, it was, I think, overall really good effort for our team. Obviously, that they are really dangerous offensive team, so they're gonna get some chances. And obviously, we needed, you know, Quickie to be Quickie there a few times, and he was great again.
What does it mean when you score two goals that quickly? What does it do to a bench? What does it do to a team?
Yeah, I think it kind of changed the whole hockey game. You know, being down 2-1 and then in 10 seconds span, 9 seconds, whatever, being up 3-2. So obviously it gave a big lift to our hockey team, and we didn't have to chase the game anymore, and they had to chase the game. So that was a big difference in the game tonight.
It looked like Holtby had a bad turnover that led to your first goal. Do you then try to jump on them the next shift, knowing maybe there's a little bit of a letdown just on their side?
Yeah, I think, you know, everything happens so fast. I don't think you think like that. But you know, every time their goalie makes some mistakes, and you want to try to get shots to him as quick as possible. You know, he probably hasn't his confidence back right away, so you try to get shots quick.
Sure. You guys went through that rough stretch. Do you think it's straightened itself out now?
I think so. Yeah, obviously we've been able to string three wins together now, and you know, we knew this was a big big road trip for us, and we got a good start. But you know, tomorrow is again a new game, so we forgot this tonight to get ready for next one.
How good does it feel for you to score your first of the season?
It feels good. Just actually told the TV already, it's my daughter's birthday today, so she hasn't seen her dad score a goal a long time, so it was fun to get one on her birthday. Feels good.
What's her name?
Sandra.
Can you spell it?
Sandra.
How old is she now?
6 years today.
Awesome.
You played a lot of games in the East, obviously. Does that familiarity help when you play Washington?
I think if you watch my stats against this team, this rink has been good for me. Pretty much all my career, I scored lots of goals in this rink. So I was actually thinking about that before tonight's game. So some teams, you just end up getting more points than others for some reason. And I think I've been around a long time playing East and West too. You know, pretty much everybody knows me. I know every team, but it's funny. Sometimes you end up getting more points against special teams, and this team's been able to get lots of goals, lots of points against this team or my career.
How weird has the season been for you and not fitting in Edmonton and change and adjusting now to a new team?
It's been challenging for sure. Obviously, that buyout from Florida was kind of surprising too, especially coming from last day, and that's hard for free agent. There's already probably 50-60 deals done on that negotiating period, then you jump right there and try to get a good fit, and you know, off the ice, moving different country, stuff like that. You get all the off ice things settled, then you get traded again and start again all over again. So it's challenging, but you know, I've been through it before. I think biggest thing is just concentrate on playing good hockey, and everything outside of the hockey, off the ice, they'll figure out themselves.